Ken Buck, completely wrong. Kinda. By me, John Caldera, published October 8th, 2023. Have you ever had an imaginary argument with your dog, and then the dog gets some really good shots in? It happened between me and my dog the other day after eight U.S. representatives helped oust the Speaker of the House, a first in U.S. history. Colorado's U.S. Rep. Ken Buck joined seven other rogue Republicans and every Democrat in the House to oust Kevin McCarthy. I've known Buck for 15 years or so. I found him to be a thoughtful, stand-up guy with a better-than-average politician's flair for getting attention. As there are every 2 years, there are rumors he might not run for re-election again in his very safe congressional district, making him one of the biggest teases for other Republicans coveting that plum seat. Why in the world did he vote to leave the National Republican Party completely rudderless during such a crucial and vulnerable time? Why, with a major election for control of both houses of Congress and the presidency only a year away, would he plunge the one and only fragile stronghold of Republican power into complete chaos? Perhaps there is nothing more dangerous than a politician who is exiting his public life. He is either free to vote his conscience or vote in a way that will land him the best job in the civilian afterlife. But the question remains, was ousting McCarthy a good decision? Over a beer and a couple of milk bones, my dog and I went at it. Obviously, I explained to the mutt, it was a wallowing, short-sighted, damaging decision. Republicans seem to forget politics is the art of addition, not subtraction. The goal is to win elections and stay in power, not to have a public temper tantrum and let your opponents win by falling into disarray, otherwise known as the Colorado model of Republican politics. The eight Republicans say they are tired of the fiscal insanity going on in Washington, D.C. But is the enemy of fiscal insanity Kevin McCarthy, or is it President Joe Biden and New York U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer? Kevin McCarthy didn't increase spending and debt by $6 trillion. He's not the one who's raising the deficit $10 trillion. He's not the one wanting to spend another $2 trillion of money we don't have should his party win next year. Buck and friends have again put the focus on Republican dysfunction. It's something no voter finds attractive heading into a colossally important presidential election. And as Republicans do so well, they blow things up without any plan to fix it afterwards. So my dog concedes all these are fine points, but he reminds me, from his point of view, the difference between the parties are of style only and not substance. Republicans talk a great game about fiscal responsibility, he reminds me, but when in power, continue to just add to the national debt and continue to put our kids and grandkids on a road to devastating insolvency, be it at a slower pace. He reminds me we don't have two parties. We have one big political party with two halves. We have half a party who will bring financial ruin very soon, Democrats. And another half who will bring financial ruin just a little later down the road, Republicans. Could it be, he barks, these rogue Republicans are the only ones who can read a balance sheet and demand Republicans walk their talk? Stupid dog. There's also this thing called political reality. You can't make political change if you're not the party in power. If Kevin McCarthy didn't reach a budget deal with the Democrats, there'd be a government shutdown. And the political reality is Republicans get blamed, period. It's as real as gravity. The Democrats and their propaganda wing, the mainstream media, will weaponize it into an election issue. Stupid human! It'll be the same the next election year, and the one after that until the nation is broke. There will always be a critical election coming, and Republicans will always be pressured to spend more money and ruin the country half as slowly as Democrats. And I'm the one who had his testicles removed? All right, tough talk, dog. When Republicans win, we get tax cuts, reduced regulations, less inflation. Remember, just 3 years ago. Oh, that's 21 years in dog years. Enjoy being right in the permanent minority until I have to eat you for food. God, I hate my dog.